Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Gromek. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Kell reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cavaretta moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimek for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Minoso scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Boone for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Consuegra bunts in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Delsing moves to third. Two outs. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Branca now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Branca fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Consuegra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Branca fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Ralph Branca. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.